KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studio, we have a room full of guests this morning. We have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pelinello with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes, we're singing in the rain this morning. Get out your really cool umbrellas, your galoshes, and go crawling through those puddles.
I was looking out the window, kind of wondering what was going on out there. Uh-huh. Recreating scenes from classic plays.
Yeah.
You brought with you from the Northfield Public Library, Natalie Draper. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming
Thanks for having me.
And also from the City of Northfield, Michelle Mahold. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming in today. The city has launched a new project, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it's going to be a big service for the city of Northfield, the community calendar.
Yeah, and so this is the newest of the new thing, right, that is rolling out. And this is something that our community event planners and the like have really been asking for a long time. And so it's just really fun to see a place or an avenue for us to accomplish so people can coordinate what's happening within the city and ensure that their big event, whatever it is, isn't on another day where somebody else is also hosting something. Although I will say our community is well situated to be able to handle multiple events at a time. Just because of the way our city is laid out and where the different facilities are. That's one of the beauties of our community. But this community calendar is really a project. It's the newest project that's being rolled out here, and it's going to be fun to see how people use it.
All right, let's go to the two organizers of the calendar. First of all, who's in charge here?
It is a dual effort, but City Communications has put together this calendar with a platform called Localist. So, for the last few years, the Chamber, Arts and Culture Commission, and other partners have been talking about the need for a community calendar, and we want to serve the citizens of Northfield while helping with promoting tourism within, with all the partners that we have. So when Natalie Draper was hired on as library director, she and I were talking, and we talked about the calendar that she used at her previous employer. And so I'll let you take it from here.
Sure. I had some experience with this particular calendar in Richmond. As a sort of an end user, so a cultural organization that had my events pulled into a larger aggregating community calendar. And it was through an organization called CultureWorks, and they had this wonderful calendar. And it was tremendous for our attendance. It was a lot better than just posting events on our own in-house calendar. And the events were pulled pretty seamlessly through an RSS feed from our calendar too. The CultureWorks calendar, so people in the community could go to one place and they could sort and filter events by age group or type of event, if it's like an author talk or an art opening or a play or something like that. They can sort the different kind of event that they want to see on the calendar. So it makes it really easy for the community to find things that they want to do, for people in the community who have events to promote, to get the word out about it. And it looks good, too.
Yeah. Plus, it's cool.
It looks good.
All right. That's a challenge. We've had a number of people and organizations try to kind of put together an aggregate calendar before and have done, yeoman's work on that, and we salute them for it, but it's difficult, and it's difficult to keep up with them all the time. How are you going to do that? I mean, you mentioned some RSS feeds and getting everything. That's a difficult thing, getting all the events. And is there, first you can kind of describe what events make the cut. An event on Bridge Square make the cut? Would, a church bake sale make the cut? Would an after school program make the cut? Is everything included? Where do you draw the line?
So we have a set of guidelines on our website, and it's at events.northfieldmin.gov, a new domain that the city is moving toward that the council approved just this year. But acceptable events that qualify for the calendar include but are not limited to sporting events, school or community fundraisers, citywide garage sales, live entertainment, and helping restaurants, food, drink specials, that type of thing. So things that are for all of the community, an inclusive event.
All right.
Things that do not qualify.
Yeah, I guess that's probably an easier question to answer.
Yes. Would be personal garage sales, family reunions, and other related activities, weddings, showers, anniversaries, political activities, fundraisers for friends and family members, or similar-like activities.
All right. That makes it a little quite a bit clearer, as a matter of fact. How do people submit events? Do you just grab them automatically? Does the internet do some kind of magical work there?
Maybe it's not totally automagical, but the community can submit events right through the main page of the calendar through the landing page. There is a submit an event button at the top right hand corner. So it's really easy to submit just individual events. You can set them up as recurring events. If it's something that happens every third Thursday, you can program that in. For larger calendars, like the library's calendar, for instance, our calendar has an RSS feed that the localist calendar can subscribe to. So we can set that up that way. And that would be, I think, on a case-by-case, depending on what kind of calendar it is and whether or not the calendars would talk to each other. But anybody in the community can go in and submit an event, and they'll get approved quickly, and they'll show up pretty quick.
Right? Is the new cool website, is that up yet?
It is up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it is.
Events.NorfieldMin.gov. And if you want to go to the City of Northfield website, right now it's located under our community, and it's also in our news and announcements. So we'll keep it on our home page for a while to attract people and get people out there.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I just like that idea. I think, are you getting cooperation from like the colleges? Are they included with that as well? Do they get information?
So we've really done a soft opening. Our partners have been the Chamber, the Northfield Public Library, Northfield Public Schools, and now we just contacted like the Art Guild. So very slow, and we want to work out some bugs and make sure that things are working well for the community. So,
Will you have to hire staff members? Will this be done by current employees? Am I looking at them right now?
Yes. So, got to give a lot of credit to Kara Trickestad, our communications specialist. She built the back end of this event and the filter system, which is just really dynamic and wonderful. And then a Spanish translator, Claudia Garcia, is really going to be the outreach and the front person managing the site. So, if there would be a snowstorm and there would have to be an event cancellation, between Kara, Claudia, and our staff, we would help get that resolved. So,
all right. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. I think this is going to be a great addition. The community really does need that. Well, one event, or one place where you can just go to and find out what's going on. So is there anything else about that you'd like to mention right now? Or
One of the things that as you communicate out there and you're making it more known about what's happening, so there are downtown retailers or... I know the story was told there was some soccer tournament, and one of our stores sold out of water or Gatorade. There was something, some liquid that, right, to keep people hydrated. It was particularly hot, and our soccer fields don't have many trees out there. I would just say that, right? No place for refuge as you're watching the teams play. But, as the events are out there more publicly, then our retailers can prepare. They know that they're going to have a lot more people in the community, and that might affect how they advertise or what sort of stock they have. And it's just a great way to coordinate citywide what's happening and on multiple different fronts. So
yeah,
I'm
I know
excited.
Many restaurants in particular that have been caught understaffed when they get a rush of people in, not knowing that there would be a special event. So it's a great thing. Yeah. Hey, there are a couple other things that I want to talk to you about while we have you in here. One is the DMV. There's going to be a survey going around, or is going to be, or is, or tell us about that.
Thank you. The survey has just been released. It's going to be open until June 30th. And we're going to be distributing it through the website and at the DMV, along with some of our other communications tools. But we're really trying to gauge our customer service experience, gauge our hours of operation, and see if it's really meeting the needs of the community and those that are coming to the DMV.
All right. And you can, that will be online on, at the DMV's website, the city's website?
Yes, the city website, and we will distribute QR codes so people can do it on their own time right when they're standing in line at the DMV. So.
All right. We'll look forward to that then. Once again, Mayor Pownell is with us. Mayor, what else would you like to talk about?
Yeah, well, can I talk about the DMV
yeah.
a little bit more? So, I mean, oftentimes people, you can, you know, your tabs are probably one of the primary things that you utilize our DMV for, but sometimes you need a passport. Right. Or there's other or the hours of operation. So for all of you are, that are just thinking, well, you just get your tabs renewed. There are other, I think, DMVs that maybe might provide a broader service level. And so take this opportunity to respond. I'm not sure even what the questions are, but right. We really want to have quality customer service here. And there are other cities that maybe do it a little bit differently even. And so it's just an opportunity for people to, what do we need here to serve our community members well? What's missing? Is there some service that you'd like to have here? This is an opportunity for people to just give that feedback. When was the last time you went into the DMV, Jeff?
today. We were talking before we went on the air. I have an expired license plate that I need to get taken care of. I just realized it's in my secondary vehicle.
Yeah.
So I haven't, it's not something I drive very much and out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, Chief Elliott just heard you say that. Yeah, so he might be like following you around.
I will not take it out of the garage until I get that sticker put on it. All right. Anything else, ladies? That's it.
Do we have time?
Yeah, we have some time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Natalie's got some library stuff.
Sure.
Okay.
I always have library stuff. You know,
I can too. Did you bring in a visual aid today?
Yes. For me. Worm races are back. We have always kicked off summer reading with our for fourth annual worm races, so for 4 years, but excepting the pandemic, so it's been a while. We've kicked off summer reading with worm races, and this is just
worm
this
races.
Is delightful, and it's one of my favorite things to know about, and I haven't seen it yet, so I'm really excited. So you will see me there, but Ziggy's provides the worms for this, and so a shout out to our partner Ziggy's for the worm races coming up on Friday, June 10th at 3:30.
All right,
kick off summer
worm races.
Worm
races. Worm races. Wow. Man, okay.
Not only for just fishing, you know, worms can be used for multiple reasons.
Is wagering allowed or encouraged? Probably not.
This is at Bridge Square. I don't know if the worms make it to, because, you know, there's a lot of fishing that happens there. I don't know if maybe that is their eventual outcome. I don't know if the worms go to a farm upstate to, like, live out the rest of their lives. I can't speak to any of that, but it is at Bridge Square, and it would be absolutely delightful. So.
Oh, so fun.
Sounds like fun. Worm races this Friday at 3:30.
June 10th.
Or Friday, June 10th.
Yes.
At 3:30.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, expect to see you there, Jeff.
I will be there.
Yeah, rooting on those worms and those kids, right?
You bet. Maybe just you got to do it.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. You're cut off now. We draw the line at worm races. Thank you so much for coming in. Yeah. Much appreciated. And best of luck to you with the new calendar and everything you have going on, the DMV, and, of course, with the worms.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
From the city of Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, along with Natalie Draper and Michelle Mahold. You're listening to The One, 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.